The Book of the Month Club welcomes you to another in its series of opera programs sung in English. This evening, our music is taken from the works of Puccini, Bizet, Ponchielli, Smetana, and Mozart. For our soloists, it is with great pleasure that we welcome back to the stage of the Mutual Guild Theater Miss Clara Mae Turner, contralto, and Mr. Eugene Conley, tenor. The orchestra is conducted by the young American musician, Mr. Thomas Sherman. Mr. Sherman begins our concert with the overture to Mozart's one-act opera, The Impresario. To Mozart's The Impresario. For our first solo this evening, we hear Miss Clara Mae Turner in a song from Ponchielli's La Gioconda. In the first act of the opera, La Gioconda's blind mother is accused of witchcraft and attacked by a mob. She is saved by the wife of a state inquisitor. In gratitude, the old woman presents her with a rosary and sings this expressive aria. Clara Mae Turner sings Angel of Mercy, Voice of Grace from Ponchielli's La Gioconda.
Thank you.
The applause is for Clara Mae Turner, who sang Angel of Mercy, Voice of Grace from La Gioconda. Now Mr. Eugene Conley sings an aria from Puccini's Turandot. In the first act, the unknown prince is about to try to answer the three riddles of the beautiful princess Turandot. If he succeeds, he marries the princess. If he fails, he dies. Liu, slave girl of his father, tearfully begs the unknown prince not to risk his life. But he tells her not to cry and asks that she care for his father should he fail in the approaching test. Eugene Conley singing Weep No More, Liu, from Puccini's Turandot.
Long ago, I smiled upon you, then for that smile, a brave-hearted maid, you must heed me.
Eugene Conley singing Weep No More, Liu from Turandot. Before we continue, I want to give you some interesting information about a new book. Some books cast their shadow before them. It is as if the excitement of advanced readers were contagious, building up the fame of such books by word of mouth long before they reach the bookstores. Thunder Out of China by Theodore H. White and Annalee Jacoby is that kind of book. It is the book of the month club selection for November, and will not be published before October 24th. But already, a month before publication, it is expected among critics and others in the book world that Thunder Out of China will be one of the most important books of the year. There is one good reason for this. The smoldering civil war going on in China may blaze into conflagration at any time. If it does, it may profoundly affect the future of every citizen in this country. For it is in China that Soviet Russia and the United States face each other most directly. What is the key to the great Chinese puzzle? What are the rights of the situation? As the brilliant chief of time and life service in China for six crucial years, Theodore H. White learned how to unravel the tangled skein of Chinese life and politics. His assistant was Annalee Jacoby, who worked in the capital while Mr. White made frequent trips to the battlefronts. Together, they made as good a team as ever covered China. And what they have to report in Thunder Out of China is almost certain to stir up some editorial thunder in the United States. In addition to Thunder Out of China, you may remember the recent Book of the Month Club announcement that members will receive, in November, a free copy of Hiroshima, John Hersey's masterful report of what happened to people when the first atom bomb was dropped on Japan. Now, back to our music. As Thomas Sherman and the orchestra play The Dance of the Comedian. Smetana's The Bartered Bride. Sherman has just conducted the Let's Go to the Opera Orchestra in The Dance of the Comedians from The Bartered Bride. Clara Mae Turner and Eugene Conley return to the stage to sing the famous duet from the second act of Bizet's Carmen. This is the scene at the tavern in which Carmen dances for Don Jose and then tries to persuade him to desert from the army and flee with her into the mountains. Miss Turner and Mr. Conley.
stop one moment.
Any voice, if you please.
Don't you hear a band? Yes, the sound of the bugle sounding the retreat. Do you not hear it now?
Oh, bravo, my composer. I'm sorry that I can't compete with trumpets and bugles. I should have had a notice for me.
Understand, Carmen, it's the retreat, and I must go. It means I must leave right away.
Right away.
Thank you.
at your feet I lay my heart. Carmen, my love you.
I do.
It's been the 23rd in the series of Let's Go to the Opera, presented every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock by your host, the Book of the Month Club. Our soloists this evening were Clara Mae Turner and Eugene Conley. Next week, Let's Go to the Opera will present Todd Duncan and Anne McKnight in songs by Verdi, Mozart, and Massenet. Thomas Sherman will conduct. Let's Go to the Opera is a weekly presentation of the Book of the Month Club. It comes to you from the Mutual Guild Theater in New York City, where it is produced by Roger Bauer. This is Frank Waldecker inviting you to be our guests next week at this same time. This program was heard in Canada through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.